The D&D adventure would probably be called Bob's Pickled Bacon Dick Adventure in Cheeseland.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I hate you. I just hate you.
What's wrong?
I just hate you.
Why?
I can't, like, take a shit, get dressed, go out on the walk before you call me 1,000 times, send a billion text messages. How about now? 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 And then call on every available. I'm surprised I don't have a telegraph being ran to me by some kid with a little weird hat.
Well.
This is ridiculous. You crazy fuck.
I'm playing games on the shitter. I'm just going to
I had to poop. Well, like, you know, I wasn't even on the shitter yet. I was like in the middle of the game, and then you texted. I'm like, fuck. And then I got wrecked. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta take a shit. So then as I take a shit, then you start like, it's like, oh my god, I'm just done with you. Just done.
Yeah, well, you know.
So then, yeah, I got done, and I threw the phone on the bed, and I'm like, I'm not dealing with you right now. I'm just gonna get dressed and get ready for the walk.
When I was doing the whole video call on fucking Facebook, could you see my picture?
No.
I was hoping you could see my face while you were...
Oh, yeah, no, that would have been terrible. Yeah, there was no preview of a FaceTime. Oh, yeah, see, I'm glad that I have enough shame to not answer a video chat while I'm shitting.
I was hoping I'd get you this so fucking bad. You'd be like, fine, you want to see some shit, nigga? And I just fucking...
just write it coming right out of my ass.
Weird white face, and that just fucks up your whole bowel movement. And yeah.
You just fuck up my entire life. That's what you
have. Feeling of it sliding out of your ass while looking into my eyes. Makes it totally gay for you.
No. Ew. No. Make it stop. No more. Of all the talk of us being gay, that no, just stop.
Don't only gay if you push back. It's okay.
Oh, shit, what the fuck does that even mean?
As long as you're trying to scramble to get away, you're in the clear.
Right? It's like fucking some fucking phrase I used to hear from a bunch of fucking rednecks I used to hang out with. We're like, it's only gay if you got your shoes on. What the fuck does that mean? What the, what are you people doing?
That's called a loophole. If your shoes are still on, you are not completely committed to the act.
That's why I don't hang out with you fucking people. Yeah, that's why I don't hang out with you people after 11 p.m. Because no. No, everyone starts looking around to see if shoes are on or not, and I'm out.
What are you afraid of? Someone's going to get you drunk, trick you into it, and you're going to like it and be good at it?
No, that's not at all what I'm afraid of. Even though when I answer just like that way, you're going to just assume that I mean, no. It's just I don't need anyone trying to stick something up my butt. That's what it is.
I saw your Halloween costume. No. I know what kind of freaky shit you're into.
Yeah. That was different set of circumstances. Nothing's going up my ass. I'm not putting up anything in anyone's ass.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you. As I am now walking around the white people neighborhood screaming, I'm not putting anything on my ass.
It's okay. You know a white guy.
Yeah, I know. I got a white guy on the phone here, everybody. It's fine. I have white friends.
Friends, they're all white, so they're anatomically acceptable for said ass play.
Sure. Yeah. I can't even retort. I can't. I got nothing. I got enough anatomically correct for ass play. Ugh.
just saying, man.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that topic when it comes to my own life. I just
you're fucking long and is bigger.
No,
from the chances of you getting to play poop duty is pretty slim to none.
Thanks for the compliment, I guess. And no, just all the sorts of no's.
I maybe like fisting or something, you know, fucking make her into a puppet, I guess. But...
I don't want to turn anybody to a Muppet.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. Get stuffed.
Yeah. What a great movie.
That's a fantastic movie that you still haven't watched yet. Hey, Max, just so you know.
Oh, see, Max, you gotta get. Oh,
you haven't even opened it yet, you lying motherfucker. It's. I'd be.
You don't know that. How would you?
I would be willing to bet that it's still in the shrink wrap, sitting on probably a dresser or a bookshelf.
Fuck spiderweb. Close, but no.
Oh, Apple is already plaguing you. 5 minutes in.
Wait, is that what this is?
Cutting out bad.
Is it cutting out? It's been cutting out for me. I just am walking into places where I have better service. I'm walking in and out of service. Wow. That's what this is. Because the service around here
just
is
Apple
for me.
Terrible.
Like when we were on, when we were on the phone earlier, I had to like hold my phone in a certain spot in which I had two bars instead of just the one. So as I'm walking past my apartment complex here, it's between one bar and a half a bar and like two bars here and there. So
I love how you're in Southern California, the Mecca, aside from New York, for like population density and all that shit. Right? And you have one bar of fucking service. Meanwhile, I'm in fucking Iowa, and I have all full signal.
I always go back to when I was in Vancouver. I was in the middle of the fucking forest. The middle of the forest. Dense-ass, giant-ass trees and shit. Full bars. Entire time. Not a single second did it drop down at all.
Apple supports Canada.
I don't know what it is. It was T-Mobile. I'm guessing it's just T-Mobile support Canada. But yeah, middle of nowhere. Nowhere.
You're on T-Mobile, not fucking AT&T? Yeah.
No, I'm not on AT&T.
All right, maybe I can't.
I haven't had AT&T for like over a decade because they didn't work in my house.
Gotcha. Well, maybe I can quit giving Apple shit then and just start blaming your fucking network at whole.
Yeah, blame T-Mobile. T-Mobile's not bad, but... There's, like, besides it not working just outside...
My prejudice against Apple, I guess, stems from when the iPhone first came out. Everyone and their brother was talking about, it's fucking awesome, but you can't make calls. So.
Yeah. I didn't have a first-generation iPhone. I didn't have an iPhone until my BlackBerry died. So I didn't get an iPhone until, like, 5 or 6.
Insert racial...
But yeah, I had a BlackBerry until the 5th iPhone or the 6th one.
Is it black of the berry, sweet of the juice?
Damn, that fucking BlackBerry was the shit, though. So, fuck you. I love that song. If I could have another BlackBerry decides they want to start making phones again, I'd buy a BlackBerry in a heartbeat.
My favorite phone that I've ever had was a Kyocera Commander.
What the fuck kind of weird-ass Japanese video games are you playing?
Nah, man, that fucking phone was a tank. It was like fucking bulletproof.
How many times did you shoot at
it? I didn't shoot it. I know it wouldn't take, but I ran it over with my truck. I used to play drinking games with it. I would submerge it in a pint of beer while someone called me, and I'd finish the beer and answer the phone.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Could imagine. Yeah. Like, I could imagine doing that with my phone. The moment it touched the water, it probably melted.
Yeah, no, I'd fucking listen to music in the shower. It's fucking awesome.
Damn.
Just sitting there fucking scrubbing up, why must I cry?
Of course you did. Fucking course you did. The years of being tortured by your YouTube fucking videos just escapes. It just, how did we stay friends? Don't know.
Just one fucked up second to the next, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. Wouldn't take a second back for anything.
Yep.
Fucking dealing with, you know, putting in my pancake?
What?
Was it mayonnaise in my pancake? What was it? What the fuck was that damn song? Putting in my pancake or some shit?
Shit. Oh, I got a pickle in my pancake.
Pickle in my pancake.
A toy in my panties. How did that get there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, uh-huh. Local
mama. It's that
local
one.
Local mama, baby.
Then there was what? The something about...
Freaking candy bra.
There was a candy bra.
There was the parody of Call Me Maybe.
That one was mean, and I loved it.
Did you ever see the Cats video? The remake of Starships?
No, please don't.
So,
insert copyright.
No, it's it looked like it was a video shoot at one of those. Do you remember in the 90s, late 90s, there was those mall booths where you could like make a music video and they would have shit behind you, like moving around?
Oh, well, yeah, they do that now. They just put your picture of your face. Fucking Max did that shit for us. What was it, like
yeah.
a month ago or some shit?
So it used to be like they would have like fucking, you know, a mall shop where you'd go in and you'd fucking do like a karaoke video or some shit. And they'd have a background of, I don't know, whatever the fuck, animated video thing. They'd basically just green, you know, fucking green room your ass into a backdrop. And this fucking dude did that. On the setting of like a trailer park mobile home overlooking the ocean with a sunset. And this guy was probably looking like he's in his mid 40s, very bald but rocking the comb over, glasses and a mustache, yeah. straight up fucking How to Catch a Predator material.
It is
pedo all the way. And he's sitting there with his fucking shirt off, rocking Daisy Dukes, and the song went.
Are you talking about Ghostly? Not.
And the song went, okay. Cats, pussies on my lawn when they paw my ass beyond.
There it is. Yep. That's the other.
Oh, there you go. See, you do remember that.
Yeah. I remember. I don't remember the video. I remember you just singing the song absentmindedly while we're playing the fucking game. We're sitting there trying to, like, playing Gears and shit, trying to fucking strategically pin these two dudes in the corner and I hear cats, pussies on my lawn. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? We're trying to win this game. It's just, I'm fucking tense out of my mind because I barely can play it besides those windows in which I drank just enough to be able to not give a fuck about what I was doing. And I know when I was just crashing from that, I'm still freaking out. And I'm like, oh God. And he's like, don't worry, man. It's going to be calm. It's going to be fine. Just get around the corner, fucking throw the smoke. And cats, pussy on my lawn. Bam, fuck, I'm dead. God damn it, Jared. Just what the fuck, man?
The song was catchy. I couldn't help it.
Just like, what the fuck is happening? Or we're playing Call of Duty, sitting there going, all right, you got your thing locked down. I got one over here, two over here. Cats, pussy on my lawn. Oh, my God. Why?
Oh, there's that other great big dude. Titties like a woman. Titties like a woman.
Like a woman, yep. Yep, I remember you going off doing your wild hair thing, fucking just running and gunning because you got bored, and you're going, titties like a woman. Titties like a woman.
Yeah, good times.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
I would get that shit.
Well,
I would get that shit stuck in my head so much. I would be driving around town with my phone linked up to my car, blasting that shit on my stereo system.
I'm not surprised at all by that.
I got a fucking.
I couldn't imagine driving to work on that. Titties like a woman. Titties like.
I got a video somewhere of me riding around with my oldest boy. I picked him up. I don't remember from where or whatnot, but I was just driving around town intentionally trying to find some of his friends, and I was blasting that fucking parody song for "Call Me Maybe." Full fucking tilt. Fucking windows rattling, blasting it. Yeah, it's good times.
Hobbs, if you're listening to this, please just know that I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know his nickname is Hobbs.
No, you got the wrong kid. You got the wrong kid.
It's not
Hobbs. No. Hobbs? This was the oldest boy. So it goes my daughter, oldest boy, and then Hobbs, the one you're looking for, would be the third oldest.
Ah, okay. It's great. I got your kids categorized by terrible poo stories.
Honestly, I only got terrible poo stories for fucking two of them so far.
It's all good.
No, I guess three of them. Yeah, I guess three of them. Yeah,
I think it's three. Because then there was there's the one who stepped in his own pants. Yeah.
There's that one.
Which I still think that was one of my favorite stories of all time. Shit! Oh, my God. If there's any stories I could kept recorded, that would have been that. The first time you told me that whole day, I wish I could have saved that There's several stories that have all the great people in my life have told me, or I've just parts of things I've been a part of that if I could just kept that recorded, I would have just
you'd have kept it around like a Bible verse.
Oh, forever. Yeah, forever. I would have kept it forever. I would have listened to him at least twice a month without question. And that is definitely,
I'm not surprised because you were number one, number two.
Cause God,
you were laughing your ass off so hard. I'm pretty sure you pissed, came and shit all at the same time.
Yes. I'm not even going to say no. Cause yes, just yes. And if I didn't do one of them, I did the other one twice. Yep. Over. Cause Jesus Christ, it was funny.
That's right.
And then Miles got in the way between the dog and the tree, and I just the whole day. It was a good, I don't know, 5 hours of just that kid had just one bad day.
That was a bad day. Man. I can't wait till he gets married and I can tell that story in public.
Yes. Why? I mean, yes. Prom shows up and go, come here, let me tell you a story.
Just in case you think about having any sexual relations with my boy, this is what you might want to know you be bedding down with.
Now, let me get to what you did.
Yeah.
Got to do the old George, George Bush Jr. fucking voice, too.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, mission accomplished.
I'm over here. We're going to read some books.
Yeah. Let me show you some pictures. And this is him while he shit himself.
Yep.
Just terrible. Just terrible. But, you know, all things that, of course, that needs
to happen. There's... Kids are fucking nuts, man. They're just a constant storybook unfolding in front of you. That's insane.
And that's just exciting. Because you never know what's going to happen next. You never know when the poo is going to shoot out the back of the onesie and just be a fountain everywhere.
That was pretty fucking horrific. That was... you know you've been a parent for a while when you see a globulate of shit flying in the air and you just kind of like, oh, all right.
That's interesting. It's not like, oh god, it's all right then, that's impressive, good job.
I remember my first experience with babies and poo. It was me and my ex at a Walmart parking lot. We hadn't been parents,
by the way, everyone. This is the poo episode. Revisited, so you guys
thank
know
you for listening to us. We realize you could be listening to more intelligent shit, but you know, stick around for the shit,
you know. Yeah, I recommend the Bigger Pockets podcast. I remember there's so many other things you could be doing. You could be reading a book, but you're listening to us right now talking about
hopefully
shit.
You're taking a shit, enjoying yourself along this fast journey. Anyway.
There you go. Just make it a giant fucking circle.
So anyway, my first encounter with poo stories was my daughter. When she was first born, she was under a year. I'm going to guess about 6 months. And we had pulled into the Walmart parking lot, my ex and I, and had to go inside do some shopping, you know. And so we had to change her diaper real quick because, well, she'd pooed her fucking pants, or so we thought. Or no, she'd peed her pants, and we were just going to change her real quick before we went inside. And so my ex is sitting there. She's got her in the passenger seat of the car, and my daughter's little butt's, like, hanging over the edge of the seat, and the ex has got her legs raised up and whatnot, wiping her and whatnot. With girls, you got to be extra, you know, delicate and sensitive. You know, make sure you don't get anything up in the crack, etc., front to back and all that jazz. Yeah. And so my ex has got my daughter's legs raised. She's about ready to put the diaper underneath her, so she's lifting her ass in the air, and all of a sudden, my daughter just projectile shits at my wife, like this runny, fucking khaki tan mass just. Like a fucking camel spit, just.
Oh.
And
nice.
Watching
very nicely done, and that's why her name is Shooter.
Watching my ex sit there and fucking shuffle dance back and forth, but in her credit, not letting go of the child as she probably would have fallen out of the fucking car. She sat there just kind of shuffle stepping back and forth, like. Meanwhile, I'm useless because I am on the ground laughing.
Right.
I'm sitting there just looking at her like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah. That's fucking
funny. Anyway.
So we're talking about shit. Somebody is cooking something around here, and it smells amazing. Anyway.
Let's do.
Like you do. I might actually, during this podcast, actually go get food. I have my wallet. I might get food.
After we get off this podcast, I'm going to fucking hang up, call Corona PD, and tell them that a black man's on the hunt for a barbecue.
Hey, if there's barbecue, actually, that sounds pretty good. I've been very indecisive with my food choices lately. Barbecue actually sounds really good. Fuck you for putting that in my head now. God damn it. There ain't even any barbecue this way I'm walking. Is there? There's Chinese food. That doesn't count. Anyways. Did I just have a Christopher Walken moment in my own voice?
Yeah, you just kind of went off there.
I did. Didn't I? There's no more milk in the fridge. It's a travesty.
Car's alive. Chase me.
Ow. Yeah. Wow. Chase me.
Yeah, so what the fuck is the topic today? Because we just kind of completely improv this shit.
Well, no, we're going to keep talking about poo stories. I've got a poo story that's not necessarily my own, but I always thought it was funny because it probably is my stepdad's one good poo story when it comes to my sister. And Alina, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Alina.
But,
yeah. I'm.
Don't you fucking dare, Jerry. You shut your goddamn mouth.
I was just going to let her know that I'm the guy she called fucking punk ass cracker. So.
Is that any worse than being called a chicken fucker? A bald-headed chicken fucker, anyway? Which, people that I know in real life, call you the bald-headed chicken fucker. Because I've called you a bald-headed chicken fucker so many times because of Kelly, you are now known as the bald-headed chicken fucker.
I was just called that, like, twice this last weekend, so, man. Yeah.
Because, well, Kelly.
And Alina.
Someone who probably actually is
Alina. I made my best efforts. I tried to make contact with you, but your brother just wouldn't let me.
Oh, we're gonna stop this now. Yeah, you're welcome for that. Because no, but my stepdad would always tell the story. Mm-hmm. There was this one day she was sitting there, and they were worried about her because she hadn't pooed in days.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing. So they're like, "It's gonna be a thing, okay?" And all of a sudden, she's sitting in her high chair, like, eating or something, and her face just turns, like, bright-ass red.
Yeah.
Like a strawberry. And she just sitting here, like, bear down, and then just, like, ugh. Right? And they're like, And then she was all happy and shit. And they're like, what the hell? And then they go to change the diaper, and apparently in there was, like, the size of a softball. And it was hard like a golf ball of just shit. And we're like, oh, my God. And it's, ugh.
Yeah, it's always interesting when your kids take their first man shit on you. It's like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, God, what is this?
Hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that come out of your little body?
Jesus fucking Christ, you just shit a Bed Bath & Beyond candle. What the fuck is going on right now?
And it sure as shit doesn't smell like one. Oh, God. This is not an autumn breeze.
I think
breeze
this candle's from
whatsoever.
France, Eau de Toilette.
Yeah, oh.
That's funny. It's okay, right? Alina. So, as the book I read to my son goes, everybody poops. It's okay.
She's old enough now. As she heard this shit, she'd be a little mad, but then she's like, yeah, I do. And you know what? It's dang.
That's all right. Everybody's no butthole flexes.
Anyways,
Alina, I'm not really so much saying this as far as making fun of you. I'm just trying to make him as uncomfortable as humanly possible, and it's working.
And he's succeeding. Yeah, he's succeeding. He's succeeding. He's been doing this shit for years from the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I remember the first time I even heard her voice or knew of her presence. And fuck you and your turtle tank. I just remembered that.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing the complaints about
Jesus Christ.
All the time.
It sounded like a man was taking an epic piss behind your head all night long. That, every time I would hear her voice, like, hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, babe, come back. Come back.
Yeah, she was 12.
No, she wasn't. Not then.
I don't know. Dude, she's between 5 and 6 years younger than I am. So, Yeah,
I didn't know you when you first got on, man. You were fucking pushing 18. Oh wait, fuck.
Yeah. So how old is she then? She's 13.
No, she was legal. She got fucking busted for doing something stupid.
No, and I don't want to talk about that on here. But anyway,
No, that was late. I've never did no petter ass shit. She was out of fucking. She was at least a senior when I was running my mouth.
I don't remember the exact time frame for all that shit, but I mean, if she was a senior,
if you're listening now,
what does that put me?
How you doing?
Yeah. By the time she gets around to hearing this shit, she'll be 30 herself and going, "What the fuck were you two doing?" Like, I don't know. All I knew is that I was gonna get a new job. I could get high a little. I'm not high at all. But
what do you mean? What things do you mean, Christian? You mean there was a semi-stable individual out there for me, and you didn't let us connect? Oh,
don't you say. Okay, one, don't you dare call yourself semi-stable, and two, that's like saying and I'm semi-stable. Realize, fuck you. No, I'm
not even trying to lie about stretch.
That shit. Fuck you. That was funny though. That was good. I mean, the honky part of you put semi-stable way up there. It's everything else.
Yeah, well,
it's back down to, like, you know, normal, lovable, scary Jerry.
Scale it back a bit, all right?
But yeah. Yeah, it's right. You're English. Scare it back a bit, you know. Well, I want to get all the garbage. I want to be a garbage man. Put all the garbage in my head. Live in the sewers.
All right.
You're a little weird.
Fair enough.
Oh, I've been listening to some of his stuff. He has not a lot of new stuff recently, but there's a ton of stuff on YouTube right now of like little people.
He's doing fucking political, dude. He's like running for some kind of parliament or office or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been. He's made that a goal of his for years. He said, and he decided he wanted to look like Theresa May for some reason. But he, he's like, he's been running for, he's been telling people he's going to run for years. And I think he's either running for the mayor of London or, I don't think he's running for prime minister, but I think he's running for
mayor. I'll tell you what, man, I watched his autobiography. I can honestly say if there was ever a person that, aside from like the story of Mike Tyson minus the epic fall and jail time, like pulled themselves from the fucking gutter. It was pretty fucking impressive. Like his story.
Yeah. Izzard's. One of the things I was watching on YouTube, especially it was showing his early days. Some people recorded him doing his street show with his partner. And him, like, doing the flips and doing the stuff and then talking to people and everything. Yeah. I was like, holy crap, man.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was impressive. And now all he has to do is walk around with high heels and just kind of go.
Yeah, no, I saw, I think it might have been on YouTube, but I saw some of that earlier shit, too. But I can't remember where his documentary was. I saw it on somewhere. But anyway.
I'd have to watch. I got to watch.
Yeah, it was like an hour long. It was worth the watch.
Because. Just still one of my top 10 favorite comedians of all time.
Agreed.
Without a doubt.
I came to a drastic...
Even
I came to a drastic realization that I was pricing comedy tickets. That shit is insane. I did not realize that. I honestly have never seen anything live other than like fucking, you know, a comedy club or some shit like that. But as far as like a headliner and a show... Like fucking Bert Kreischer, his shit was like fucking $200 a pop. I'm like, holy fuck! Yeah, I think I'll just wait for the new Netflix special.
I think it was Chappelle that even made that joke in one of his specials. He's like, yo, I was like 20 miles away, and that ticket right there where he's sitting, he was probably like $500. That was like $35 2 weeks ago, and it was just down the street. Y'all fucked up. And it's the same exact shit.
I'm glad that Chappelle's back. That dude is refreshing. That guy was.
I think everybody is.
He's refreshing.
Everybody kind of is.
I mean, Kevin Hart's funny, but I still think Chappelle is funnier.
Back. I mean, Kevin Hart, it's one of those where I don't know. I mean, kind of, yes, no. I think he just oversaturated himself with all those fucking movies he was doing, but which he had a good work ethic of I'm just going to take everything I can get my hands on because who knows when this is going to end, which is a good attitude to have when you're in that moment because he's at the time, and I guess still is, like the black comedy face.
Yeah, he definitely took the place of Kid Rock and Chris Tucker, definitely.
Kid Rock as the blackface of comedy. Okay.
Yep. Chris Rock and Chris Tucker.
Chris Rock. There you go. See, that's better. Like, Chris Tucker had his moment with Jackie Chan. Has a few movies with Jackie Chan. I think he had one with Owen Wilson or whatever the fuck. But, like, you know, every few years, there's just one comedian that kind of dominates all the movies and all the TV and shit. And Kevin's had a pretty good run on for a while now.
His comedies are funny. For me, like, it's just hard to tell. He swears up and down that his stories are real and whatnot, but they just seem so fucking over the top. Like, it sounds...
I don't know funny. About his new stuff, but I know his older stuff is funny. The older stuff to me is way funnier.
His newer stuff to me is funny, but he also relates more of that to, like, his family and talking to kids and shit like that. Like, not necessarily in a Bernie Mac way kind of talking to kids, but...
Oh, Bernie Mac, that's his stuff.
Milk and cookies.
He's so damn funny. I got back into Bernie's stuff, and I'm like, yeah, he is pretty good. Bernie Mac is pretty fucking funny. You can tell he's actually telling a story about some shit that actually happened to him. This is not like, you can feel that. It's not like with others where you can go, okay, you know this is a joke that they're making. Like, it's... Hearing Bernie talk about it is like, this ain't a joke. Yeah. This is some real shit.
I remember watching his, like, facial expressions. You could almost see the disdain that he had for them kids.
it's one of those moments where you're someone's telling you a story about something that happened to him, and then you can tell that they're in that moment of when did the shit actually happen, because you can see that it happened on their face, their voice changes, everything, and you're like, oh, fuck. I've had that happen to a few moments with some exes where they're telling me a story about how pissed they were at somebody, and I'm like, you're looking at me exactly the same way you did years ago at that asshole. Stop it. I didn't do it. I had to be like, I didn't do it. I know I'm dumb, but please stop.
Put the knife down.
I don't feel like dying.
Put the knife down.
Calm that down.
Just start carrying Twix in a holster. Two for you, none for me. that's Christopher Titus.
Oh, my God.
That's Titus.
Was that Titus? Yeah.
Titus, love is evil.
But, yeah. But, evil, yeah.
Because
that
she,
one.
She,
but I remember,
she
like,
was,
seeing that moment.
In that story, she was fucking. He said that he could be sitting there just doing something. All of a sudden, he could, like, smell the ozone change. It was like a fucking switch got flipped. And he just knew that something was going to happen. And at the end of it, she would just start crying, go, I have a sugar imbalance. And he's like, A sugar imbalance caused this. I almost started carrying Twix in a holster. Two for you, none for me.
I've had moments in my life where, like, I said something, I didn't think I said it out loud, and I did, and I heard the ho hee ha hoo, and that moment when the ghost comes out in the film and the wall, like, the devil comes out and the walls get dark and shit and everything gets cold. That happened in a Del Taco once for me.
As far as me and Amy go, like, I know my wife very well. I know what button. I know eventually what her facial expression starts to change. I've pressed too many buttons in that particular day, and it'd be a good idea to back off. And then I know other times she chose to fuck with me, and I'm like, I'm going to say this. Fuck it. She'd probably get me mad. Oh, well, fuck it. Just say it anyway.
Yeah, fuck it. Nah, this is gonna go out well. She's not going
fuck
anywhere.
It. See what happens.
Just gonna roll the dice.
It's gonna be funny.
It's gonna be funny though.
So, well, she. What
yeah,
the fuck
nah,
did she?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
What the hell did she do to me? I was. Oh, I remember what it was. So I was sitting there, I was fucking shaving my head, and she can't. I just got out of the shower. I'm fucking shit. I'm fucking bald in the middle, dude. I'm not going to comb it over. Fuck that shit. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm fucking shaving my head. The bald fucking head, bathroom door's open. Kids are asleep. I'm just standing there in a fucking towel. And I didn't hear her come in. And she just sticks her hand right by the sink and, like, goes to tickle my fucking nuts. And I fucking, like, half stab myself in the head with my trimmer. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Right. She's like, I'm just playing, God. And she's like, so sensitive. And she goes to walk away, and I don't know, she was bent over the bathroom counter or the kitchen sink counter, and she wasn't wearing a fucking bra. She just had a tank top on. I come up from behind her and I reach my arms up and around underneath, and I just started with both of my hands started like tickling her nipples at the same time, like she fucking jumped up. What the fuck? The said is not fucking funny. I'm just playing with you, Gog. I can be so sensitive.
Oh, God. Shit. I would do stuff like that in my relationships if I wasn't afraid of being stabbed.
Meh.
Or the retribution being so much worse.
Eh, it's worth it. Chicks dig scars, man. Chicks dig scars.
Chicks dig scars. Especially if they're the ones that cause them, right?
Well, Amy fucking hates being scared. Fucking hates it.
But you're the type of guy kind of like myself that would love to be like, you know what? It's a great idea right now. I'm going to put a mannequin just on the other side of the door.
That was your mom.
So when they open it, they freak them. No, my mom did that to me. I know. And so did my stepdad. And then I did it as well because I thought it was fucking funny. And
I just need to go buy a mannequin, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to come across like a creep.
Yeah, I mean, that's the... I like doing... I don't like planning that shit out. It's one of those, like, if something appears in the moment, like that... It's like a Zelda quest item all of a sudden. I'm like, yep, this is what's happening right now. I'm about to hang this fucking doll head in the middle of the goddamn laundry room and see what the fuck happens.
Nah, she...
She's like... But you're the type of guy to put on the clown mask and get the chainsaw out and just boom.
Nah, she fucking hates being scared. And so I pick my moments because I know she's going to hit me. Like, all out, furious fucking punch me. Like you said, get stabbed. She's going to fucking hurt me. And so I usually only scare her, like, around Halloween. I get, like, kind of a pass, but I still get punched. But it's usually just, like, an upper body.
Kind of a pass.
I just get an upper body, you know, fucking kidney punch or something. It's all good. But I usually just take it all out of the kids. So I scare the fuck out of them all the time. That's fun. Hello.
Yep, there you are.
Nah. Anyway, so yeah, I just scare the shit out of the kids all the time.
There you go.
Hello.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I take shit out on the kids. Fucking, we have Amazon Echoes all throughout the house, like as an intercom / music listening to system. Geez. And I found an app where you can put Pennywise onto your Amazon Alexa. And so I started making Alexa talk like Pennywise up in one of the younger kids' rooms.
Oh. Oh, no.
Hi, Owen.
That's just... no. Fuck that, man. That's some fucked up shit. Funny, fucking hilarious, but no, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, I do shit like that all the time. My favorite story is still Miles and the vampire story.
Go on. I don't know if I don't.
I'm pretty sure I told you this. So Miles was much younger.
The listeners haven't
heard. The Miles story was much younger. He was probably that's probably been 6 years ago. So he's probably like. 7 years old. And he hadn't really watched a whole lot of scary movies, and it was fucking close to Halloween. And so he was like, I was like, what kind of horror movie do you want to watch? He's like, I want to watch a vampire movie. And I was like, scary vampire movies. Oh, there's fucking Dusk Till Dawn, but there's like a lot of sex in that. So I was like,
Yeah,
no. I was like, I'll tone down the need. Oh, I know. So I grabbed the movie and put it in, and the movie selection was 30 Days of Night.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's watching this.
Good one.
The fucking blanket is like right underneath his nostrils. He's so fucking like petrified watching the shit. And he's a voracious reader like his mother. So he has a very vivid imagination. And so anyway, the movie wraps up and whatnot. And it's all bedtime and shit. It's fucking like midnight. And the kids are in the bathroom brushing their teeth and getting ready for bed. And at the time, he had curtains that went all the way down to the floor. And so I just hid behind the curtains, and his window was open.
Bet he doesn't have those curtains. He bet he don't have that shit anymore.
Nope. And so I'm standing there behind these curtains, and he gets into bed. He can't see me. He gets into bed, lights off.
You're such a dick.
And I just start...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking doing that. He doesn't move. He doesn't make a sound. He doesn't check. He doesn't turn the light on. He just stays in bed under the ballistic protective of the comforter.
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. If I stay under the covers, the monster can't get me because I'm under the covers.
And so what I did at that point was, is I'd also gotten a handful of Legos that was near the curtains because I'd stepped on them in karma.
You get.
I had a handful of fucking Legos, and my backup plan, if he didn't move, was I was going to like throw them at the bed so he thought something was touching the bed. So I'm sitting there fucking panting like a goddamn horned up animal and throwing fucking Legos at his bed. Throwing fucking Legos at his bed to make him think something's touching his bed. Sorry.
This is retribution for this moment. That moment, by the way, 7 years ago. This is the karma right here for you.
And all of a sudden, he just sits up in bed like the Manchurian Candidate. Walks out of the room like he's sleepwalking. Walks over to I and his mother's room because the door's still open. She knows what I'm up to. She doesn't know exactly what. She just knows I'm going to traumatize this child. And he stands at the entryway of the door and just, Mom, yeah, what's up? I think there's a vampire outside of my window. And he starts to cry. And she's like, well, did you let it in?
Did you let him in?
Yeah. She's like, well, did
blame the kid?
Yeah. She is like, did you let the vampire come in? And he's like, no, but it's still there. And Mom's like, well, just don't let it in. You'll be okay.
Just don't let it in. Yeah. You'll be fine. That's parenting 101 right there. For anyone who's not a parent yet or a parent at all, I'm getting there. Just, you know, 101. Just don't let the vampire in. You're fine. Go back to bed.
Yep. Got to keep them kids on their toes, man.
Yep.
Fucking hell, man.
Are you making dying? That, did you let the vampire in?
Making that fucking throat noise, man. Fuck my throat up. Can't fucking breathe now.
Well, don't die.
Hello.
You let it in.
I let.
To quote the Babadook.
I let what in?
the vampire.
Shit.
Speaking of movies that fucked me up, the Babadook fucked me up for a while.
Oh, you big bitch.
That movie, like, it was just a weird time of my life and shit, and there just happened to be a fucking coat with a hat in the corner. And I was like, nope, I don't want to be here right now. I don't like this. I don't like it. Fuck this movie. Fuck the situation I'm in. Fuck this movie.
Yeah. Paranormal movies have always been kind of fun for me in that regard.
Yeah. I mean, scary movies. I used to be adverse to scary movies, and then I just had to watch a shit ton of them. So now I'm better off with the things. Jump scares are still jump scares, which I just find annoying now, but it is what it is.
I grew up watching the shit, though. I mean, I grew up watching fucking Elvira, Mistress of the Night. That was like my Saturday morning cartoons, was watching Elvira. So.
Mine was Godzilla movies, and I remember watching Aliens.
Yep.
But I watched Godzilla movies.
Oh, yeah. I watched a fuck ton of those. Anything monster, scary, Jaws. I thought Jaws was fucking awesome. I was always in fucking scary movies. Always.
I don't really know. I do, like, one of the moments. There's a few moments that I know, like, playing video games and shit, where the moments are not supposed to be scary. Are you peeing right now? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, speaking of fucking Xbox shit, Turtle Tank, fucking annoying ass shit. I threw the headphones out because fuck.
You're welcome.
So for all the listeners, one thing that used to drive me crazy because it's disgusting to me is we're playing a game and all of a sudden that fucking noise would go on and go, what the fuck is that shit? You know, maybe they're pouring water out of the faucet and, you know, doing a thing. No, I'm peeing right now. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you taking us in the bathroom while you're holding your dick? The fuck is this? You got my voice going on in your ear while you're fucking holding your dick, taking a God, Jesus Christ, it's just gross.
Yeah, well, you
So for years, that's a noise I had to deal with on a probably nightly basis.
Eh, well.
Because fuck you guys.
You kept talking.
And I know Paul's now going to send me fucking video or like audio messages or some shit about just him pouring water because he's a dick.
Tickle, tickle, motherfucker.
Or somebody. Yeah. Listen to the, watch the goddamn movies, asshole.
He oughta. He oughta. He made a donation to the cause and there they still sit, rap.
Oh, Jesus. He did make a donation to the cause and yep. I appreciate that. I really do. Still one of the most surprising moments of all this podcast, besides hearing in person people talk about it, is that movie coming in out of nowhere. Like very rapidly too.
Yeah. Yeah, that came with
that was crazy. That came was like, oh look, it like it did.
Yeah, he no sooner than no sooner than listen to the podcast and then he messaged me, he's like, what's Pac's address? I was like,
oh,
I was like,
shit.
I'm pretty sure I got it. And that's when I got a hold of you. I was like, hey, so what address is good for packages for you? And you're like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then you know, like 2 days later, here's a fucking yep. DVD. It's like, holy shit.
That's Max. He did the same thing to me with a fucking Turtle Max Beach.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, yeah. Fuck.
Well, fucking, my head's, well, I think it was more of a self-serving thing for him at that point, because my Turtle Beach worked fine, but apparently it would always make a crackly noise and piss him off, and he finally got tired of listening to it, and he just asked me for my fucking address, and the next thing I know, there's a new Turtle Beach, and he's like, finally, throw those other motherfucking things away. Like, all
yeah,
right.
That's Max.
Works for me.
We love you, buddy. Crazy shit. the hell were we talking about? Oh, scary yeah. shit. Things always like scared. Like, mate, the first time I played Turok 2 and the first time you meet the Raptoid things, which I always describe them as dinosaurs that got mixed up with Bruce Lee because they would just like kung fu at you and shit. They'd start throwing kicks and karate yeah. chopping. First time I ran into one of those fucking things, I paused the game mid while this thing is kicking at me and it scared the shit out of me. I fucking ran out of the goddamn room and I didn't come back to the game for like another hour. Because it scared the shit out of me. Like, oh, fuck. I was like 12. Just, oh, God. And ran the fuck away. No, I was younger than that. I had to have been like 10. I was like, oh, shit. And I just booked it out of the room. My dad's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, God, this thing is just Bruce Lee dinosaur trying to kill me. He's like, just shut up. He's just like, whatever. And went back to what he was doing.
I remember the biggest jump scare I ever had on a game was, I think it was Resident Evil 2. Where you were walking around the fucking police station and you walk into one interrogation room with the see-through glass and then you're looking into the actual interrogation room itself and then you have to go to the interrogation room where it's the mirrored side and pick something up and then all of a sudden out of fucking nowhere this liquor comes jacking through the goddamn glass. I kicked my fucking TV over that shit.
Fuck.
That's what I get, sitting fucking a foot away from the goddamn thing with my feet propped up on the table. Just, ah, pfft, kick it, kill it.
Right? No, that's kind of what you get.
So.
Mine was, I think, the worst one besides that. That was just when I was young. So that freaked me out because it was just unexpected. Like, oh, shit. When I was a little older, Bioshock 2.
Oh, yeah.
Where you had the Big Mamas. That weren't like the Big Daddies, they just roam around. The Big Mamas is when you did something up to a certain point, then they would hunt you down.
There is no such thing as Big Mamas in Bioshock. You're fucking up your own story.
What were they? What then? What the hell were they called? Because I know they were the female Big Daddies.
There was only one, and that was in Bioshock 2, and her name was the Big Sister or Eleanor.
Oh, the Big. Okay, so no, it was because there was multiple of them that would come up and get you. It wasn't just the one.
Yes,
big
it was.
Sister. Well, whatever the hell would hunt you down that was like the Big Daddy.
There was only one, and that was the Big Sister. Yeah.
Was it just her? Well, because it was a roaming mm-hmm. fight, right. So, yeah. So when she would come in, she would come hunt you down. I purposely planned out, and there's this little room. It was like in a freezer. And then the only other way in besides this front door and then the deep freezer behind and another little tiny-ass closet
room
behind.
Yeah, I'm pretty
it, right?
sure I was on the mic so for only, this moment.
Yep, and there was, to me, one way fucking yep. in this place. one, that hallway. So I put every turn, every trap, everything. And I'm sitting there in the corner. To my right is the door to the little freezer area and the cool closet. And then I've got my aimer directly at that front door. And then there's that little tiny meter at the bottom of the screen showing how close she is. And it's supposed to be within like 5 or 10 meters or something. So I kind of figured it was right where that front door was. So there it is. The music gets all tense and shit. And then the meter starts going and it shows she's right on top of me. And I'm like,
the fucking alien shit right there. Right on top of us, man.
Yeah.
Right on top of us.
Yeah. Like there's nothing. There's nothing on top of me. There's nothing. I'm like, I don't understand. So I kind of get up and I wait a few minutes because I'm like, all right, maybe something will happen. Music's still blaring. She's still supposed to be right there. I'm like, okay. So I move slightly and I turn to the right and that door opens because it's on an automatic thing. And then there she is. I'm like, fuck. Just, God damn it. Throw the fucking controller. And then I fucking run out. Well, not physically run out, but I move my character back into the middle of the room. And now every trap, every fucking turn, everything goes off at once because they finally have the bad guy to hit. And I'm right in the middle of all the explosions and I die. And my save point was right at that moment before she showed up. So I had to redo that thing all over again with her in the next room. I'm like, shit. Just shit. But that, like, I was like, ah, fuck. It's like doing a bad autosave on a Fallout game.
Yep.
Speaking of another one that scared the shit out of me, the first time I met a Deathclaw, because you assholes from fucking Max was like, oh, yeah, just go into this cave over here. You'll see something super cool. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do. Fucking hulking ass thing that's bigger than the goddamn cave itself.
Yeah, it was a fucking King Deathclaw or Alpha Deathclaw or some shit like that.
Whatever the... Yeah.
Yeah, because he did it to you, and then, like, fucking 2 hours later when I got on, you fucks did it to me.
Yep. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
True.
Because we're friends. And it was fun.
Yeah, I went in there completely underprepared for that fight.
Oh, so did I. I had no idea.
Yep.
Because, like, at that point, he had, like, built our trust with, oh, if you go down, you fall. Like, where do I get an alien blaster? Where do I do this? Oh, yeah, if you just follow the electrical wires this way with the radio signal, you'll turn left, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool, thanks, Max. Oh, if you go do this, blah, 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 cool. And then he's like, oh, yeah, there's this cave and the thing. You're like, cool, another cool free thing. All of a sudden, blah, blah. And just,
yeah, that was some trippy shit.
Fucking asshole.
True story. I kind of wish that Fallout 76 would have played out a little bit differently than what it did. That was an unfortunate state of events.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a lot of high hopes for that, even though I didn't end up picking it up or any of that shit. I was it's a Fallout game.
I guess you never heard all of that shit that transpired, did you?
Oh, I know. No, I did, because then a bunch of people got
me banned. And Max were two of them.
Yep, and then I know the recent drama's been the subscription service for like $100.
Yeah, that's fucking astronomical.
For whatever.
That way you can
shit.
Have your own private Fallout experience.
Yeah, no, you can suck it.
Sitting there the first time I read that, I was like, "Oh, well, that's kind of cool." Wait a minute, wasn't the whole premise behind this game supposed to be multiplayer? Why do I want to pay $100 a year to play by myself?
On top of my $60 a year service to play online in the first place.
Yeah.
It's like I have to play this game online to play it offline. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, the theory was is that you could have up to like 7 of your friends come to your world and be safe and not get fucked with and whatever else, because the biggest problem... Well, the first half was you'd have like 2 different groups. You'd have the people who were modded out the fucking ass, who are the upper echelon, and then you'd have, you know, the lower peon guys, and the lower peon guys would wind up just turning into fucking pack mules for the upper echelon guys, because they'd come around with their fucking super duper weapons and just fucking fat man nuke your ass and then take all your shit, and you'd get jacked. And there was nothing you could do about it. You couldn't deny it was like World of Warcraft. It was just
Wait, but wasn't there a system where you could tell basically after two hits or whatever the hell or some sort of thing that you could just basically turn off their damage to you? Oh, wow. I thought they said that they put a system in that way. Like, you can just say, no, I don't want to.
So,
Go fuck yourself. I don't want to fight.
They might have eventually patched that, but last time I was on the game for any length of play, there was a damage reduction mode. So you could turn it to where you could turn friendly fire off, meaning your bullets didn't hurt any other player in the game. But melee weapons, you could still do a minuscule amount of damage. So they would sit there, it would take them, you never hit them back because your fucking shit was turned off. They could sit there and hit you for 30 minutes and it would just do a little bit of damage at a time and eventually kill you. Or you could go into your menus, turn it off to fight them, but by the time you got back into the game, they had already hit you two times waiting for that to come back, and then you're dead. So it was a shit deal. It was a shit deal. The way we had to run it was is we'd have two of us with friendly fire turned off and two of us with friendly fire turned on. You know, that way someone was always covered.
That seems stupid.
It was. It was dumb. But Max and I made some new friends, and it was all right. It was cool.
I mean, as long as you guys had a little bit of fun before the whole thing turned into a damn shit show.
Well, I mean, I guess the biggest problem that I had with it was is they banned us for a known exploit in the game that was there since the beta that we just used. That's essentially what we got banned for.
You hear this, Bethesda? You hear this, Todd Howard, you bastard? How dare you?
And the other thing was is that you could go around in like nuke zones and pick up a lot of the legendary items, but if you didn't want them, you could just drop them in a bag and leave them. You know, if you didn't want to carry the extra fucking weight anywhere or anything like that, you know, to go break them down or sell them or whatever else, you could just leave them in a fucking bag. Well, if other people picked up those bags of shit, ergo, if you picked up a bag that somebody left that had a bunch of shit they didn't want or need in it, and you're like, oh, cool, I'll take that, that, and that. If you had too many legendary weapons over a certain period of time, even if you never glitched the game once or modified anything, it still showed up as you got all this shit in a faster period of time than what the game by right should have allowed, and it put you on a banned list.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
There was also guys who had such an ammunition factory built up that they could get hundreds of thousands of rounds in like a couple of hours, and they got banned, even though they did it legitimately.
That doesn't make any sense. If you're using the in-game economy to do something, why are you being banned for it?
I don't know. I honestly think Bethesda mostly got pissed off when guys were making money on eBay for that shit.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, so what they would do is they would go and they would duplicate these super ultra rare ass kicking weapons, like a 50 caliber machine gun with exploding rounds that could fucking melt the death claw in like two shots. And they would go and they would duplicate this gun to where they would have two and then 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, and so on, all the way up to thousands of these things. And then they would go on eBay and post these items for like fucking $20 a piece. And they were selling. They were fucking selling.
How did that piece of information, that weapon or whatever, get to, like, you know, let's say I bought one, $20. How is that getting to me, though?
You go and you meet the person in game.
And then they just trade it to you or drop it right there, and that's it?
Yep.
Wow.
So it's a complete faith that the person on eBay is going to follow through with that. You know, but that's all transactions on eBay, you know. that's the way it played out. Was you'd buy something on eBay, you'd meet them in game, they'd give you your shit, and away you'd go.
That's crazy, man.
Yep.
So that is crazy.
Yeah, Bethesda definitely got a little pissed off when they were losing. Well, maybe not losing, but the game was definitely making other people other than them way rich.
Yeah, and they're making money off an exploit in a game that.
Oh, there was one guy.
I mean, but that game started so.
There was one guy who allegedly made almost six figures off of doing that shit.
That's awesome.
It literally only took like probably 20 or 30 minutes, and you could duplicate one thing up to, you know, 500 or 600 units at least. And so once you get the items up to about 500, and then you start duplicating in bricks of 500. Yeah.
Oh.
So you could easily have fucking 30,000 of something, and you're selling it at $20 a piece. Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to be able to, you know, get the people into wherever you're at. But still, wow.
Yeah. I'd say the craziest thing recently in gaming that I've seen was that fucking Fortnite dude. I came up on my newsfeed. Have you heard about that, Cap?
What? Was it the 17-year-old that won a few million dollars or whatever from the tournament? Or?
I don't know if he won it from a tournament, but I know he had several million dollars. He's a huge, like, one of the top YouTube Fortnite people. I don't know anything about Fortnite other than it pisses me off and kids play it. But this kid, he had made some money, like, I'm pretty sure through YouTube and through tournaments and shit like that, because he had like an $11.7 million house in Hollywood. He's from the UK. His mom had like a $3 million guest house on the back half of his house. He got busted by Epic Games for having an aimbot on his shit. Like, on his video streaming, he had an aimbot on his shit, and fucking Epic just threw the book at his ass and permabanned him. Yeah.
Wow. How long do you have to be playing for until somebody figures that shit out?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He'd been playing for a while.
But it should be, like, it should be kind of evident while you're watching him play that something is amiss.
I don't know. Right? One would think.
Like, because I know my experience playing games when you have, like, aim assist or the sticky aimers, it's really easy to tell, especially when someone, because I know a lot of my friends, especially, like, Halo was the big one, where you would put your speed on your camera speed on your horizontal as fast as you set it to 10. So you could turn around faster than most people do if they just didn't touch the system. And since it had a sticky aimer, you would swing your camera around, and the moment it stopped or hesitated for a second, you just pull the trigger. And then some of the time, shotguns, sniper rifles, certain one hit kills, for the most part, you just wreck them. But you can see when that shit happens. You can see it on the other player, what they're doing or how that.
What
works.
I always did,
like, and I'm no.
What I always did was I put a little fucking red sticker on my actual TV.
Yeah, Empty said he'd do the same thing for Gears and for
Call of Duty. I put a little sticker on my TV for Gears and for Call of Duty. That's what I did. I followed his lead.
I didn't need it for... I never used one. I kind of... Chrome Hounds, especially, because with the snipers and everything, I just got so used to where the middle of my TV is and what I'm aiming at that I could blind fire pretty well. Call of Duty, for that one... I was super happy when they were able to let us change the color of the dot. Because blue was so much easier for me to differentiate between the... It wasn't so abrasive to my eye that I could see what I was... It wasn't like burning...
Yeah, you always had fucking indigo color shit turned on. It drove me batshit when I'd watch you streaming.
World of Tanks was the big one for me for that one. Once I found out I could turn on colorblind on and I had the blue... God, it made things so much better for me playing because I could sit there and if I had to stare, it was so much easier to stare at it because the colors weren't hitting me so hard. Like, because a red dot in Call of Duty, especially when we were playing fucking Modern Warfare, oh my God, it was the worst. Just because all I saw was that red dot. And when you're trying to watch some dude run down a hallway that's, you know, 50 yards down the thing and you got to put that one round to him, it's hard because all I could see is the dot. But when it's blue, oh, that was that.